Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J in the morning.
Good morning, it's your girl, Miss J, in the morning, an awesome, wonderful, glorious day to be with you right here on Miss J in the morning. I'm your host, your girl, Miss J herself, and we are about to have an awesome time, a great time, a glorious time, an amazing time, a fantastic time, a hot time. Y'all know how we do it this morning. Now, some of y'all know, it take y'all a little bit extra to get up, so y'all need to be massaged, y'all need to be talked to, y'all need to be coaxed into it. Well, you ain't gonna get that here. It's time to get up and live. It is 2013, y'all, and I'm excited about the new year, excited about what God is doing in my life, and most importantly, what God is doing in the lives of those of you around the world who are tuning in and helping others to OD on positivity. That's how we do it Monday through Friday. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms.J. Productions. Those of you who got to get to work, you got to go to school, you're getting all this stuff going on, you can listen from your phone. You don't have to miss it. So go ahead and dial in 714-816-4743. We're going to get right into it, into some music. Tell everybody to tune in. This is a show you do not want to, you don't want to miss none of the shows, y'all. You know, don't skip out on it. You know, it's just like your vegetables. It's okay to have the meat and the potatoes, but if you don't throw some greens in there, you know, stuff just won't flow right. Y'all going to go ahead and catch that in the spirit. It's day in the morning. I'm on one today. So let's get into it. Shout out to my boy Sam Collier. Shout out to all the independent artists doing it big. I'm going to try to shout out all the independent artists that I know on today. If I miss some of y'all, forgive me. I'll just catch y'all on the next show. But my boy Sam Collier has been doing it big for some years. You know, it's one thing to be an independent artist saying, you know what, I can sing. I'm going to put an album out and I'm going to do a good job, sell a couple of copies, you know, around the region and, you know, go on a little tour in my neighborhood, call my old school chemistry teacher and tell her what I'm doing and she let me talk to her class. No, this boy has worked with major artists, has written for major artists such as India Irie, all these crazy people, just doing some great things as a writer, as a producer, as a musician, and as a vocalist. He is now hooked up with CSAC. He is now hooked up with the Martin Luther King Jr. Administration. He is hooked up with so many people going around the nation. He has been around the world. Excuse me. With his latest project, No Losing. No Losing kicked off some years ago. Excited to help him and to walk with him as far as getting this campaign started. It just blew up as a lifestyle revolution. He started out with Volume 1, then went on to Volume 2. Volume 1 was No Losing. Volume 2, the saga continues. Volume 3, released in 2012, Watch Me Win. The trilogy of No Losing is available on his website for free. Now, you know you bad. Well, you can not only do awesome albums, have great music, but you can offer them to the world for free. He ain't stressing y'all to get him $1.29 every track, $12.99 for the whole album. He's like, this music is so hot, and I know it's going to change the world. I'm going to give it to you for free. No Losing Trilogy, available on nolosing.com. The name is Sam Collier. Look him up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, doing it big. This song right here, Give It All, is from Volume 2. The saga continues. The boy is bad, and this is my theme for today. We're going to give it our all right here on Miss J in the morning. So take a listen. Let me know how you feel. Tell everybody else to call in, because we don't give it our all
today.
Yeah,
it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. Because when I can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not.
Positive music that your children would love and that you would like for them to listen to, go ahead, steal their iPods, their phones, their iPhones, their tablets, and download the music for them. I said this before, and I'm going to go ahead and say it again. One of the reasons why I'm so passionate about this positivity thing, people are like, what is this positivity thing that you do? It's not a gimmick. It's not a great catchphrase that I thought was awesome. It is truly a lifestyle that the world needs to adopt. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, things aren't going to happen and everything's going to be butterflies and rainbows and we're going to have some drama in life. But the challenges that we are having and the things that I believe and that I've seen and that has been proven to change our situation is our perspective. Changing our perspective of a situation will change our actions. If we change our perspective and think about the things in a positive light, find the silver lining in the cloud, you know, turn in the other cheek, all that great stuff that we hear but we never try actually works. I mean, I'm not all that old, but I've lived a long time and I've experienced enough to know that the way that I was taught by a lot of people, the examples that I got from a lot of people on how to handle certain situations really didn't help me much. Yeah, at times it felt good to cuss somebody out, slap somebody real quick, get mad and blast them out on MySpace, and, you know, now we got Facebook and YouTube, and do a video where I want to do a rant and just dog somebody real quick. It's okay. It got the buzz going and people talking about it and to let people know that, hey, okay, I agree with what you're saying, but did that really solve the issue? Did that really heal me from the issue? Here's a self-check. I always do a self-check before I go out, but I want y'all to join me in doing a self-check before we go further on OD and on positivity, because if you really don't understand it, it really ain't going to work. So here's a self-check. If you've experienced something that really got on your nerves, you've experienced something that really made you upset. It was years ago, though. This happened maybe 4, 5, 10, sometimes 15, even 20 years ago. And you talk about it today. And when you talk about it today, the exact same feelings pop up, just like it happened right now. You haven't been healed from it. You're not okay with it. You haven't moved on, and you're stuck. Your perspective has not changed. You still see it the same way. You still feel the same way mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You're still stuck in that situation. You're still on pause in that area in your life. Now, let's take it a step further. Let's say it's something that happened in a relationship, and now you're still single, and you're wondering why. Why am I still single? Why can't I get married? Why have I not found her? Why have he not shown up? The one is not out there. Is all men dogs? Are all women just after money? The problem may be just you. You haven't let go of that person that hurt you years ago. You haven't let go of that situation that you got into and had to get out of, and it took a lot of time, it took years to get over, but you're still stuck there. You have to change your perspective. You have to release the anger. You must. You need to. It is crucial for you to OD on positivity in every situation. The Miss J Challenge is a quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? I do believe that the world doesn't need another superstar. The world doesn't need some breakthrough in science. The world doesn't need some big old coalition to bring peace together. What we need to do is OD on positivity in every situation. Get a positive look on things, a positive outlook on things, a positive perspective. Change your mind. Somebody cuss you out, be like, you know what? I'm not even going to go there with you. You might be hurting on something, or I might represent something that you're stuck in, so why don't we sit down and talk about this? You will mess people's minds up. I'm serious. Just try it. Just try it just for giggles. Somebody start hating on you and trying to go off on you, you step back and say, you know what, I'm not going to go there with you. I believe that because you're so angered and because you go in here, you're stuck in a situation. I remind you of something that you experienced. Let's sit down and talk about it. Y'all laughing, but I'm telling you the truth. I've done it before. I'm not telling you something I just feel or believe because I think it's awesome. I'm telling you what I've actually experienced, and it worked. I've been through hell, y'all. Yes, I've been through hell. I've experienced some crazy thing, homelessness. I've been in abusive relationships. I've been through some crazy things. But it wasn't until I changed my perspective. It wasn't until I made a choice to be positive in that situation, to where I literally have peace of mind. I can share my story and not get too emotional about it. Now, you're going to get emotional sometimes, bringing back those old memories and things. And sometimes people cry. That's a good release. It's okay. But I know my story and my experiences is to help somebody else come through, is to help somebody else that will go through that situation. Your life is not just about you. Don't get it twisted, y'all. It ain't about you. The journey is about you. It's strength conditioning. I said that before. In 2013, I really, you know, every new year, I don't like to make New Year's resolutions. That's just me personally. The only resolution that I make is to say that this year would be better than last year. That's it. I don't like to put a limit, a cap on God and what he's going to do, and put a limit on myself and put strain on myself to lose 80 pounds in a year and I only lose 5. I'll be happy with the 5. But let's get back to the subject. Your life is not about you. The journey is about you. And this year I'm challenging people to say, not to use the word challenge, and I'm using the word challenge, but to say that we're not going to go through challenges in life. It's just strength conditioning. You're not going through problems. You don't have drama. You ain't got issues. You ain't stressing. You're just going through strength conditioning. Y'all heard the phrase, what don't kill you would only make you stronger. It's true. take a positive look on the situation. Nothing can happen without God's permission. If God is allowing certain things to happen, there's something he's trying to get into you or something he's trying to get out of you. So you have to ask God, why am I going through this situation? One thing I know for a fact is that he's going to use you to help somebody else that will experience the exact same thing. You're never alone in the situation. Don't ever think that. You're never alone in the situation. So no matter what it is, no matter how great, no matter how small, you have to think about, you know what? When I come through this, I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to share this story because I know it's going to help somebody else. Some of you have tons of books locked up in your spirit. You can write a full novel, make billions of dollars, and help billions of people around the world, but you're stuck on you. Why did I go through this? Y'all don't know what I've been through. Woe is me. Oh, my life. Oh, I've been through hell. Oh, I've been through drama. Oh, Lord. Oh, y'all can give me an excuse. And you don't know that you can unlock yourself. You can release. You can lock others if you just share it. You don't have to go through. Some of y'all are intimidated by calling yourselves an author. Some of you guys are intimidated by starting the process of writing a book. Hey, you need help, hit me up. I got some tools for you that can get you there. But you could do something simple, like just starting a blog and just releasing and saying, today this is what I experienced. And if any of you experience the same thing, here's what I did, and this will help you in a positive way. Not in a dramatic way. Everything that you need, everything that you are looking for is already there. You have to release. You have to unlock yourself in order to receive it. So let's get right back into some music. Here's my girl, Mary. Mary, go get it. We're going to give it our all today. I told y'all, I'm going to help y'all OD on positivity on today. It's Miss J in the morning. Here we go.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
up? It's your boy Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Today, I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. And now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
though you never felt wind blow like this before.
My last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay today. See, today I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name because I'm not afraid today.
Yeah.
Franklin today, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Right before that, yo, girls, my girls, Mary, Mary, go get it. That's what we need to do. We need to make a choice today. We're not going to wait until next year. We're not going to wait until next month. Make a choice today. Love somebody better. Help somebody out. Do what you're meant to do. Go get it today. Shout out to Kurt Franklin and Mary, Mary. Now, speaking of Mary, Mary, y'all know, I like to stay up on what's going on in media, what's going on in the world. Now, I want y'all to tell me, how y'all feel about the new season of Mary, Mary? Those of you who don't know, we are live around the world, and some people may not know that the group Mary, Mary, their real names are Tina and Erica. They have a reality show. They're in a new season that's on WeTV. I know WeTV is available on Comcast Cable. I know Dish Network does not get it. So those of you who have Dish, I don't know about DirecTV, but I know for sure Dish Network does not have WeTV. So you might need to go online to WeTV.com, find out more about Mary Mary, brush up on the old episodes that they have to get caught up. But this season, I don't know, it's a little all over the place for me. It's a little dramatic, like a whole bunch of stuff is just going on. Now, let's get into talking about reality TV. Now, reality TV started years ago. I mean, there were shows, The Real World, The Osbournes had a show. I mean, there was a lot of reality TV shows that was trying to give Americans or trying to give the world an insight about celebrities or the people that we idolize to say, hey, you know what, we're real people too. Just because we're on TV doesn't mean we don't go through the same things. And then we start getting, you know, other things like the Bad Girls Club. Then there started being reality competitions, and, you know, there was the Survivor that came out. And we start growing and growing, and more recently there's the Housewives of Orange County to talk about the wives, you know, these women that are so, you know, rich, and they have husbands that are doing some awesome things. And they have lives, and they're doing awesome things in the community. Then it expanded to Housewives of New York, then Housewives of Atlanta, and that became the most popular. Then next thing you know, there were Mob Wives. I mean, they actually have shows about women who are married to people or men that were in the mob. They're in prison now. They're going through drama, and it just escalated to Love and Hip Hop. You know, just women that are doing Basketball Wives. They even had Baseball Wives. It didn't last too long, but they even had that. Then they have reality shows. What is the little Honey Boo Boo, the little girl who's into competitions and just go. Look, it gets a bit crazy. So the Christian community, those of us who, you know, have been in church, we feel that, you know, we're in the world but not of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We're supposed to change and revolutionize. Decided that, you know what, we need to represent for those of us who actually live normal lives. We are grounded in our faith, and we want to show that life does not have to be full of drama. You can still have fun. You can still experience things, but we're going to give it from a godly perspective. So there were a lot of shows that, you know, who started out with one of the Deion Sanders and Pilar Sanders had their show. Who else had their show? Sinbad had a reality show to give a positive light. George Foreman had his show to give a positive light about family and what it's really about and trying to give a break from all that drama. So Mary Mary came out with a show, and I was super, duper excited. Now, Mary Mary are pillars, icons, like majors in gospel music. These girls can sing. They can sing your heart salt and make you cry in one note. I'm telling you, anointed is an understatement when it comes to these girls and their gifts. The first season was amazing. It was inspirational. It did a lot for a lot of people, and I'm not bashing the show. But this season, it seems that they're going towards the drama lane. I mean, like last season, they had their sister, who was their stylist, to just get real ugly, and she ended up, like, getting fired, but then she knew she shouldn't have got fired because they wanted to go with somebody else, and then she went off on the manager and made him apologize, so now she had some issues. I think her name is Goo or Goo-Goo or whatever they call her, and now she, you know, had drama because she knew how to style the Mary, and she wasn't going nowhere. Now, this season, she's back. She got relationship drama. There's another sister who's getting married, and now she got drama while all this other drama is going on because, you know, Tina and Erica seem like they get pregnant around the same time. One get pregnant, give birth, find out the other one's pregnant. So now Tina is pregnant, and so she got her drama. It's just, like, all over the place, and I'm like, okay, am I watching Mary, or I'm watching Housewives of Gospel People? And I think in Atlanta they have a new one called Church Wives or Preacher's Wives. Now, I just don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to really accept that there is no option on TV but drama. I mean, I get the game. I've been in media. I've been in entertainment. I know it's a numbers game. You want people to watch. You want, you know, ratings to go up and all that. But is the only way to get your ratings up to add drama into it? What does that say about American people? That we will only watch TV if we have drama in it? What is that saying about the church? What is that saying about Christians? Why do we get upset when people make jokes about us and about our pastors and jokes about the situation? And we get upset and we get in the church and we're screaming and fighting. But when we get an opportunity to show them something real and sell them something new, we're bending and bowing down to the network and saying, well, we want to keep the show going. We need the numbers, so I'm going to allow you to add more drama into it. We're going to stay positive. I want to have a positive perspective about where the season is going. Mary, I love watching y'all. Shout out to y'all. Would love to have you on the show. And let's talk about this. But we have to be real about certain situations. And I'm just giving my opinion about what's going on in today's reality show world. I mean, we all know it isn't truth reality. I mean, I'm sorry to burst a few of y'all bubbles. It is scripted. Now, it's not scripted as far as they're memorizing and they're acting, but the producers do say, okay, on today, this is what we're going to do, introduce the situation and let them go free. Okay, I put it out there. I said it. Now y'all know. Now I'm bad. We got to talk about another story, but I'm going to get back into some music. We need a refresher. So here's my boy Ty Tribbett, Everything Fresh. It's your girl, Miss Jay, in the morning. Right after this, we got the area code check-in. Then we're going to get into some more news, crazy stuff that's going on around the world. But I want to give a shout out to y'all, too. Keep it positive. I'm telling y'all, we're going to get everything together. I know I'm standing with a million of y'all. I know I'm standing with a whole bunch of y'all that wants to stand with me and stand up and say, hey, we need a refresher. Everything fresh right here. Miss J in the morning. It's your boy, Ty Tribbett. Fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh. Everything fresh. Everything fresh right here on Ms. J in the morning. Good morning to all of you who have tuned in today. We're getting in and getting down and getting dirty. We ain't getting dirty. We're getting cleaned up. We're getting cleaned out. We're getting cleaned right here on Ms. J in the morning. Monday through Friday, we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my East Coast family, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you who are faithful listeners on iArtistRadio.com, we are no longer going to be aired on Live365.com. Now, you have to make sure to stay tuned into iArtistRadio.com. Yes, download the iTunes app and listen 24/7. The app is free to download. You can get the best in R&B, best in hip-hop, best in neo-soul, soul, morning inspiration, and young girl, Ms. J, in the morning once, twice, three times, lady. Right there on iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you support all of your local artists and your national and international artists. They need your support, too. Y'all quit bootlegging music. You don't have to do a whole show about bootlegging. You got to study to show yourselves approved. You know, you got to educate. Our people perish because of lack of knowledge. Y'all don't know what y'all doing when y'all buying y'all DVDs and CDs from Lil Pookie. See, Lil Pookie thing, but you know I got to feed my kids, so I'm just going to go ahead and download it on my computer, burn a couple of CDs and sell them for about $5, $10, and I'll get my phone bill paid. Y'all say, well, you know what, hey, I can buy and help out Lil Pookie, help his kids out because I know they're hungry because I'm not going to give them no money. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy the CD, so it's cool. Now I got a whole album, a whole archive of music and DVDs, and it's all good. Y'all think it's just that simple, don't y'all? See? See, you're perishing because you got the lack of knowledge. You're lacking in the knowledge area. So I don't get into that right now because we got some things that I got to continue to talk about. What I'm going to get into is the Ms. J area code check-in. I'm going to get into all y'all listeners. Thank you so much for continuing to tune in to me. I really do love you. I'm really excited about everybody who calls in, everybody who's listened. We've only been airing for a few months, and I love it because we have reached over 11,000 of you around the world. I get instant messages, direct messages, emails, text messages even. I've gotten even phone calls from people in South Africa. I got emails from people in Japan, in the UK, even Canada. So shout out to all of you who are listening around the world. You make me so proud of not me, of you, that you are taking the necessary steps to change your life for the greater, to help the world, helping me help the world, all be on positivity. So shout out to all of my Ms. J homies out there listening. Those of you who are on the computer, you know what to do. It's time to go ahead and call in 714-816-4743. It's time for the area code check-in. Now, y'all know what's going down in 2013. I'm going to say this real quick because I see some of y'all just now calling in. What's going on in 2013 is the Ms. J giveaways. Yes, I'll be giving away special gifts throughout the month. I mean, hot gifts to y'all. Shout out to all of my sponsors, those of you who donate and saying y'all want to bless the ones who are blessing me. Y'all got some great things. I mean, movie tickets, free movie tickets. I'm telling you, like, gift cards to places that I want to shop at, and I'm trying to keep them for myself, but my sponsors said no, they're for the ones that listen. So I'm trying to get the sponsors to give two so I can get one, and then y'all can get one, so I have to keep the one. Anyway, y'all got some great gifts coming up, but the only way you can qualify to win when it's time for the Ms. J giveaway is to call in. And I'm only choosing from the area code that represents the most. So the best way to qualify is to get everybody in your area to call in. Okay, let's just give an example. Let's say I got like 30 of y'all calling from one area code and then 5 calling from another. I'm only going to pick from the 30, y'all. It's the area code check-in, so y'all got to let everybody in your area know. Call in, listen. She giving away stuff, and I want a chance to win. I got to make it, you know, I got to make it spicy. That's how we do it. So the Midday Giveaways is coming up 2013. We got some awesome gifts. But right now, we got everybody calling in. I see you popping up. Get in on this real quick. See, a couple of y'all just called in. Love you so, so, so much. Here we go. I'm trying to do a new spin on it. Let's see how we doing. Here we go. 216-510-818-313-313-501-770-727-917-313. Did I say 313 already? 513-662-757-860-424-86. Did I say 860-864? I see you. See, I done messed up on that. But shout out to y'all, too. 213, I see you, too. Shout out to all of you who are calling in. I'm so grateful for you. 404, I see you popping up. And 678, where y'all been? I know that's ATL. Shout out to y'all. 702, I see you calling in. Grateful for all of you who are tuning in, Ms. J in the morning. Those of you who are listening to your computer, shout out to the Macs and the PCs. Love you all. Shout out to everybody who is calling in, no matter how you get in, no matter how you're listening. I'm grateful for you. Make sure you keep it locked right here on Ms. J in the morning. That's how we do it. So we're going to go ahead and get a commercial break. Then we're going to come right back. I had a story that I want to share with y'all. I don't want y'all to, you know, I got the Ms. J forum. It's actually going to be officially released today so we can go back and forth and discuss what we've talked about. Earlier we talked about the Mary Mary reality show, so I'm going to go ahead and post it. Y'all let me know how y'all feel. If you're mad at me, it's okay. I just got to tell the truth about some things. Hey, I got to do it. We got to OD on the positive, and the positive is the truth. Being content with what the truth is and making a choice to come out of it in a positive way. That's how we do it right here on Ms. J in the morning. So let's go to a quick commercial break, and I'll be right back with another story that kind of bothered me. So I want to know how y'all feel about it. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. PST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MDMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MDMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
Hi, y'all. This is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
God is the ruler of all things. Life ain't as hard as it seems. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go.
of my lessons. Cause I know we had plenty more blessings. Lord, I give my heart to you. Whatever you want me to do, I made a vow to you to be on this battlefield again. I know it's time.
She's only 18 years old. Amazing. Only 18 years old, Martella Walker, God's soldier, also a part of JDKT, all from One Girl Gospel Management. Make sure you log on to artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. They get more information. Shout out to my sister in Christ, Cynthia Woods Harris. Booking information, go ahead and call them up. They represent Little Rock. That's that 501-416-0031. Hit them up. Make sure you support your local artists. Shout out to them. Independent artists doing it great, doing it big, doing awesome things in the kingdom. So now we're back. Got a little bit more news before we end the show today, so I got to do it quick, y'all, because I want to get this in, and I want to put this up on the website and discuss these things because I want it to be more interactive. You guys hit me up, and I want to share because I know a lot of other people are thinking about the same thing, so why not we all – why not? We all talk about it together. So, here we go. In Louisiana, DeQuincy, Louisiana, there was an issue. There was a teacher fired, a teacher, Mr. Horner. Mr. Paul Horner was fired last year, December 2012, for telling first graders that Santa, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy does not exist. He told first graders, these are the five and the six-year-olds. He told us, well, five, I don't know, are you seven in the first grade? Well, whatever, six-year-old average. He told them that Santa and the Easter Bunny don't exist, and now there's a class action lawsuit against DeQuincy Elementary School in Louisiana over the comments that he made on December 12th. Now, according to the first graders, the 45-year-old, his name is Paul Horner, told his class that Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy don't exist. Now, that's really harsh. I mean, come on. Those of you who are in a Christian household, a lot of Christians, you know, they don't do the Santa Claus. That doesn't happen. But there are certain things, to me, and in my opinion, that you just don't rip a child's dreams up and go mess them up. And then you didn't even do it with the parents' permission. Like, what if the parents was really, like, using the whole tooth fairy thing to get their child to do something? Here you go ripping it up. And what are you even talking about, the tooth fairy and the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus going on, and then you're going to do it right around Christmas? I don't get it. But after further research, the principal actually found out that he not only told the class that Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and Tooth Fairy don't exist, he also said that, you know, your parents are liars. He says your parents are liars, they're lying to you, they're living a lie, and actually used some curse words. He jumped on his desk and jumped out and just scared the kids. I mean, he just went off. He just went off about parents lying to the kids, and the reason why they lie to them is because they want to build them to be liars themselves, and so we shouldn't lie because lying is bad. And then he went on to say that Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and Tooth Fairy don't even exist. And I'm laughing because it's really sad. I know that's kind of contradictory, but this is craziness. So now the parents are actually doing a class action lawsuit against the elementary school because they're saying, like, hey, look, one of the, I'm going to go ahead and quote this. One of the parents, Susan Miller, she's the one that's organizing the lawsuit, said that her son will have emotional scars for life, and now little Billy can't sleep at night. She says, I mean, she's actually crying. She says he keeps thinking that he's not getting any presents for Christmas, and he also keeps telling her husband that, you know, well, the teacher did say something that the parents should go F themselves for being such liars. Now, that right there, yeah, that was overboard. So now the little first grader is saying, why did the teacher say to go F yourself? Now you're teaching curse words and all this other type of stuff. But, you know, it's crazy and got the first graders thinking that, you know, they should, you know, the government uses fear to suppress and control society. Like, just this crazy hippie stuff that is going on in a first grader classroom. It comes to find out that he was only at the school for 6 months. He had been given some warnings. He actually has been known to be on some drugs, like heavy drugs, like ecstasy and PCP and that type of thing. But I just don't get how the elementary school can allow this to happen. Now, is a lawsuit actually going to work? I don't know how much they're trying to get. I don't know if they're actually going to win or what's going to happen. But they actually have a picture of this teacher. And I'm sorry, once my child starts school, I want to go meet the teacher. I want to meet him face-to-face. I want to find out who, what's going on, meet with the principal. I'm going to get into it. And those of you who have parents that are in school, I know you've experienced this before, but this teacher look like he on something. He don't look like a nice little old deceiving teacher. This man look like, yeah, he would go off and say some crazy stuff like that. So I want to know what y'all think, because me personally, I think this is very detrimental to the children's emotional and mental health. I think that this was something that could have been prevented by the school, and I am in favor of suing the school. You guys did your research. You knew that he had done drugs before. You knew that he had problems before. He was only at the school. Maybe he should have been monitored. Maybe he should have started as an aide, being on a trial, but you're just going to leave him alone with some first graders? I'm just grateful that all he did was go off on them. God forbid he did something crazy. We got a lot of stuff happening in these elementary schools. So now we got gun control. We got drug control with the teachers. All this stuff is crazy in America. De Quincy, Louisiana, what's up? Like, really, De Quincy Elementary School in Louisiana, I really want to tell y'all that the lawsuit that's happening, I believe that they deserve it. I'm going to stay positive and be in favor with the parents and the children about what's going on. Hey, it happened. So we're going to discuss that on the website. Make sure you keep it locked on MissJProductions.com. In greater and lighter news, the Secretary of State, yes, Hillary Clinton is back to work. Those of you who have been keeping up with the news and what's going on in the government, she was hospitalized for a blood clot that happened after a fall. She was hospitalized for a few days. She is 65 years old. She old, y'all, but she was good. She's doing good. She was released after giving some blood thinners, and she was in New York Presbyterian Hospital last Wednesday. So she stayed for several days, and the doctors are sure that she will come to a full recovery. She's back working this week. She's doing some great things for the United States. So, hey, she's the United States Secretary of State, y'all. She got a lot on her mind and a lot of stress. So that's a praise report. Shouts out to her. Y'all, I love it. It's the end of the show. We got to get going. A lot of stuff going on in the world, and I'm loving it. It makes me feel good. So I'm going to leave y'all with this nice little groove on today, and I look forward to hearing from y'all in the morning. Everything you feel like sharing, make sure you hit me up, MsJProductions.com. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here Monday through Friday on blogtalkradio.com. Y'all make me feel good, so I want y'all to as well. Have an awesome day. I love you. It's Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Happiness in my life.